mind mapping, the straw man, and compound sentences. This time we will try three new things. Number one, mind mapping. It is good to think of our ideas before we write. If we do this, we can organize the ideas later, not as we write. If we try to organize as we write, it gets messy, we get lost, and we get stuck. Later, we can think about the order we will write the ideas and what we will focus on. For the mind map, let's write all our ideas first. Here is some advice for writing a mind map. Write quickly. Write anything. Don't worry if it seems stupid. Later you can cross it out. Just write the main words. Make a full sentence later when you're writing. Japanese is okay, too. Don't think about anything until after you're finished. So just write everything quickly and don't think. Okay, now you can make your own mind map if you click on that link and you can download the mind map sheet. And then print it and write it out now before you come to class. Okay, number two. The straw man. The straw man is the opposite of our opinion. It is the other side of the argument. It is our enemy. So, in our essay, we show the other side, but then prove it wrong. This is like making a straw man and then burning him. In the first paragraph, after the topic sentence, we usually show the other side, and then, after that, prove it wrong with our own ideas, examples, or evidence. We can use compound sentences to do this. When we make a mind map, we could think of the other side too, a little. Number three, compound sentences. Compound sentences have two parts that are like a sentence. These are called independent clauses. The first part can be the straw man, and the second part can be our own opinion. The second part is stronger or more important. Okay, so look at these examples of a compound sentence. We can use these in our essays. And we can make really long sentences that sound good. For example, my opinion is natto smells awful. The other side, or the opposite of my opinion, my enemy, is that natto is healthy. So I say like this. Some people think natto is healthy, but the smell is awful. So in this sentence, the smell is awful, is stronger. Okay, the next one. Although natto is healthy, it smells awful. My main point is, it smells awful. Okay, next one, even though. Even though natto is healthy, it smells awful. You can hear my main point is the smell. Okay, and we can use however. Natto is healthy, however, it smells awful. Okay, and we can also use on the other hand. Natto is healthy, on the other hand, it smells awful. And you can also say, on the one hand, natto is healthy. On the other hand, it smells awful. And this is more equal, but it smells awful is a little stronger. Okay, for the next class, we will write once more about being a member versus being a leader. This time, use a mind map and make a straw man and use compound sentences to make your point strong or to prove your point. Okay? By doing this, we can try to write a longer essay using the things you wrote last time too. So use the essay that you wrote last time plus your mind map and try to write a longer essay this time using compound sentences and also showing the other side of the opinion, the other side, the opposite, but then proving it wrong, okay? This is typical of a TOEFL-type essay, okay? So now you can see my mind map. It only took me 2 minutes. I wrote it very quickly, but now I have all the things. I have all of the ideas. I have a lot of ideas. So when I write, when I actually write, I can organize my ideas and first by looking at this, and I will come up with a very nice long essay, okay? So please make your mind map now and bring it to class, okay?